Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, Charlotte.
Increase. Increase, increase. Just text two people, say increase. Increase, text somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
So I get the phone call yesterday, Reb, you know, and about the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get a text from him, said, God, he said, God is good, you know. I get this text from his brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember I said about the authorities and all that, you know, talking about, and, so, you know, I ain't did nothing yet on that part, right? So I get the text yesterday, man, late, you know, I'm talking about, you know, he called me, man, and find out it might be a done deal with that. He gonna, man, mm-hmm. man got beat up with stitches in his head and all this here, man, you know, I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we said something a long time ago, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that we... But I'm going to just use scripture. Scripture says, do not touch my anointing.
Right.
And do my prophet no harm. That stuff is real, man.
Oh, yeah.
Real. That stuff is really, really real, man. You know, people do not believe how real that really is, Reverend. It's so real, Reverend, that you can hand your life, you know, when you do things
mm-hmm.
like that. You know, God has a special anointing on someone, and you come back and you harm that person, vengeance is God, man. Said the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I just throw something up and open it up just like that, Reverend. Let me tell you something, Reverend. It's supposed to go down this week, right? Probably get
mm-hmm.
that cut back, right? But,
mm-hmm.
but I heard he got 18 stitches in his head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't even trust the brother, you know. I ain't seen no word, nothing like that, you know. But I just started
mm-hmm.
thinking about if I come my mind would have went somewhere else. You know what I'm talking about, real? And
mm-hmm.
but God fights your battle, man. I don't want nobody harm on nobody, man. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't there by my mind, you know what I'm talking about? But I do know how God is, man. You know, sometimes you be harming God's children, you know. You know what I'm talking about? And God will fight with the enemy with you. He'll fight the enemy with you against you. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So you have to see how God is testing that. You know what I'm talking about? But I'll tell you what, man, I got the news, you know, it might not come and it might do real. But what I do know, at least I got a communication again, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just said how, you know, I've been stalling too, you know what I'm talking about? You know, I've been stalling, boy, you know what I'm talking about? Because that's just some things you just have to pray about, Reverend. Really,
mm-hmm.
really pray and wait on God with it, you know. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. And I start thinking about the young man, you know what I'm talking about, you know. And I mean, boy, sometimes you do trouble and wrong, man. You just don't get no good out of it, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? So I try to do good
right.
to everybody. You know what I'm talking about? I might be they call it naive. You know what I'm talking about? I might be misunderstood. You and I, you know, anybody tell them be humble. You know, tell them be misunderstood, man. But they don't mean we don't know what we're doing. You know what I'm talking about? We're taking another approach. And humility is a, being humble is a good thing, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
man, very, very good thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And I want to read something out of Chronicle, right? You know, if God let us do it, you know what I'm talking about? And start around about the 7th verse, right? Just to get a few things. We've probably been there. It's been a little while since we've been there. I just want to read that, you know, and pray for the ones, man. Sometimes they just make these bad decisions, you know what I'm talking about? You know, thinking it's right, you know what I'm talking about? I guess the scripture is right. What seems right to man leads to what, Reverend? Destruction. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you can look at it and you can deserve it, man. If you don't put it, observe it, if you don't put it in the master's hand, Reverend, man, you can be lost.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think you're doing it right, man, and it's really not.
That's right.
Because the adversary can creep in your mind, Reverend. So we keep him in prayer and others, you know, that want to love the Lord, you know what I'm talking about, and allow God to help us through this what we call this Christian journey, man. And I was introduced to something by a question, a few, you know, I just started thinking about, man, you know, I'm just going to keep it in God's hand, man. I know. When you're doing this Christian walk, man, God will be there for you. He tells me and he shows me every time that he shows up, and he's right on time, brother. You know what I'm talking about? See, I don't sit back and think I know all things, brother, but I do know who holds the future. I do know that, and that's God. And I know he has it, man. He has a, and I'm going to say like this, he has a plan for every one of us. And I believe even that situation, God said this here. I just believe that salvation is to every man, you know. Only time salvation is not there is when man is blaspheming the Holy Ghost, you know. You can repent, but everything else, Jesus said that you can repent even if you blaspheme me, but do not blaspheme the Holy Ghost. That's a tall order now, because you look at it, they all one.
Mm-hmm.
So you believe if you broke one, you broke them all, Reverend. You don't like God, you can't like love His Son or the Spirit He had within you.
Yes, right.
If it, you know, but the scriptures read just like that. He said, you can blaspheme me, but not that Holy Ghost. That Holy Ghost is the discernment inside of you, is speaking to you and then telling you, don't walk away, Reverend. Don't walk away. Don't walk away where I'm always at. You know what I'm talking about? Don't walk away from it. It can be really tough, Reverend. Don't walk away and say there's no God. You know what I'm talking about? After knowing and being taught, Reverend, that it is a God, and really bad come up, and you deny the Spirit of God. Help me, Holy Spirit, deny it. You'd be surprised, people that mad at God. We've been around some here recently. People been going trip a while and say they're mad at God. Mad at God of the loved ones and gone. Mad at God because they believe God is not listening to them. You know, and normally the two top one is they not, he didn't take him something from them, or he not listening. That's why they get mad at God. It can't be a God. How he let this happen like this. It can't be a God, because they haven't been taught, Reverend. They haven't been taught. And watch this, Reverend. I'm gonna say this. Let me retract that a little bit. Some have been told to Reverend, but they deny it of the spirit,
right,
because of the lust of their ways, man. The lust of
mm-hmm.
their ways. You know, help me with that a little bit, Reverend. Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Can you help me with
no
that a little
harm.
Bit?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning. You know, but God, he's a man of his word.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man of his word. And he reigns on the just and the unjust mm-hmm. alike. But he said things in order. And it means that he said in order to be followed. And he gives that warning in his word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because it's not with once you break it, just because it don't happen in the next second, don't mean it's not gonna happen. See, man is an individual of time. God is an individual of eternity. He have all the time in the world to give us, but if we don't repent, praise the Lord, just like that Second Chronicles 7 chapter tells us, if we don't turn, you know, we can't hear from him, you know. And if he said, touch not my anointing, and that's what he just mean. That's what he meant. You know, we talked about, we said a little bit about anointing yesterday. God have anointed certain people, and we need to be careful how we handle our brothers and sisters. You know, because we're so common with one another, we don't realize the anointing that they have upon them. But see, David respect the anointing, and God blessed him. Praise the Lord. You know, he could have did certain things. Okay, you know, he cut his hair and let him put it beside him, let him know, you know, he had been there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But see, we just talking about yesterday, and now God's already given evidence. So that's why I love how he's hearing. He's hearing and he's answering prayer, but it's on condition. He's a covenant God. If we do like we're supposed to do, hallelujah, we are all blessings for ourselves. You know, obedience brings blessings.
Disobedience,
they'll bring a curse. If you speak against or continually to do against, being against the children of God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And we be still and know that he is God. I have a beautiful woman, God bless me, to meet her, you know, before she left this earth, and Jesus is saying, stand back. Watch the sound of our God. You know, I feel the Holy Spirit. If we be still and continue to pray, God will let our prayers unfold right before our eyes. Hallelujah. But see, the adversary try to make us move in a hurry, try to make us be filled with doubt. But God means just what he said. You don't have to be in a hurry, but we have to be patient and continue to pray. And he has never failed us, never let us down. And continually, he shows us evidence of our prayers. So I thank him for prayer, how we went in prayer the last week, and we still in prayer, but God has showed us
really that he is.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, he used certain ones for illustration, but just like we pray corporately, God wants us to pray individually so he can show you this relationship we've been talking to you about. We've been talking to you about repentance. We've been talking to you about a closer walk with the Lord. These are the evidence of it. And if you've been paying attention, you see it unfolding right before your eyes. God bless you.
Yeah, we look at this. Now, it don't make like, you know, I think they got a little saying Teflon, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
old Teflon out there, right? So, Reverend, we thank God for that. That just get off into it a little bit and read a little bit and encourage someone. When we say anointed, you know, God has a special place for everyone who is listening to me. But that's why when people are attacking his children, especially the ones he really called to do something, he avenges them for them. Meanwhile, you don't have to worry about it. You know what I'm talking about? Then people look at why you this and why you did, why this is happening. You have to defend yourself, you know. You don't have to do it, man. There's a time God said do it. And it's a time not, you know, somebody be ready to open Ecclesiastes. It's a time, you know, talking about.
That's
but
right.
Make sure you hear it from God. Don't let nobody push you to do something and it ain't from God, you know what I'm talking about. Because God will confirm something if you have to protect yourself, you know what I'm talking about. You know, he ain't let nobody, he ain't just tell you to live it, you know, because what he did for the cross, you know what I'm talking about. Some of our actions call people to do something, it's not for the cross. You know what I'm talking about? It's just because they hate you or they dislike you or they want to disrupt your lifestyle. And I mean, can they move you from believing in God, you know? But I'm going to tell you like this, lean not to thy own understanding, you know? Acknowledge him. Acknowledge in all thy ways and he'll direct your path. I believe that's for tonight. I believe if we just trust in him, I believe we'll trust in him, a lot of things will work out better for us than making our own opinion to it, Reverend. Own opinion. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come in the most humblest manner we know how. Lord, we come with our hearts opened up and thanking you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for the things you have bestowed on us, Lord, knowing that, Lord, it is you, Lord, who gave us this life we call today. Lord, it wasn't nothing that we did, anything was so great that you allow us to live just a little longer, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, while you're here, Father God, just to bless us right now. Concentrate our mind, Lord. Help us, Lord, as we decrease, that you increase, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to engulf us with your Holy Spirit. Teach us, Lord.
Yes.
Preach us, Lord. Open up some revelation, Lord, that make us understand you more, Lord. That we respect each other more, Lord. With words, actions, and our deeds, Lord. Lord, let your spirit move, Lord. The man don't think that's what it is. What it is just a mirage. But make it move, Lord, that he's been touched by your hand, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We know we can't do it without you, Lord. And we want to just honor you today by just saying thank you, Father God, for how you watch over your servants, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, some of us know we deserve justice, Lord, but you give us mercy, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. We know, Father God, we went down last night, land as a man that feels like we could see another day, but you made it our reality, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for our jobs, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for our home, our automobiles, Lord. Thank you for the financials that you give us. Thank you, Lord, also for the spiritual things that you show us and that we can add it to our life, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we walk by faith, not in fear, Lord. We don't fear no man, Lord. Only that we fear, Lord, is you, Lord. And that's why we come today to say, feed us, Lord. Feed us, Lord.
Yes.
Feed us, Lord, till we want no more. Yes. Help us, Lord. Help us today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, so we can see you better, Lord. Because we believe, Lord, when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. So in your mighty name that we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So, you know, we want to try to dive in this Chronicle, right? The first Chronicle, chapter 16, you know, and read a little bit, read. We just thank God also, man, for the faithfulness of the ones who do come out, man. You know, we don't take it for granted. We know you could be doing something else. We thank you for coming and as the table been set, that we try to feed you with the Spirit of the Lord, you know. I believe that your obedience, can I say it like that? Your obedience will give you a closer blessing from God when you sacrifice and come and being this kind of servant, because he's been good to us.
Yeah.
He's been really good to us. He has been really good to us, man. Can I say it again? Really good to us, man. And this might go just a little quick. Watch this. Then, on the day that David delivered the first song, this song to thank the Lord, into the hands of Asaph and his brethren, giving thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, making known of his deeds among the people. Watch this, brethren, singing unto him.
Yeah.
Singing songs unto him. He said, talk ye of all his wonderful works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them that rejoice seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continuously. Remember his marvelous work that he hath done. His wonderful, watch this, remember, in his judgment of his mouth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He said, O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one, he is the Lord our God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. His judgments are in all the earth. He said, be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to thousand generations. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, even of the covenant which he had made with Abraham and his oak unto Isaac, and he had confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for the everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, will I give thee the land of Canaan, and the lot, look, we said, lot of your inheritance, when you were but a few, even a few strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do no wrong. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yea, he said, he reproved the king for thy sake. He said, saying, touch not, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, my anointed one, and do my prophet no harm. I'm in the book, y'all. And he said, sing unto the Lord all the earth and show forth the day to day his salvation. You know, it was the time, Reverend, it was the time God blessed David. He blessed David in all his warfare. David didn't go out, Doc, and just go out there on his own, Reverend. He had an assignment from the Lord. In his assignment, he had to do what God said, because Saul didn't do it, Reverend. Saul had a chance, Doc, to go out and kill all the Amalekites. He said, don't leave nothing there, you know, because at that time, when you leave somebody, whoever's next in kin gets the reins. So God said, kill everything, Reverend. He said, everything, even the livestock, everything, and Saul didn't do it. Saul kept the king and kept a few of the livestock and a few of the concubines, and God, and brought them back. God told him he was mad, Doc. He was mad. But see, he anointed Saul. One thing I've learned about this, the ministry, see, when he said, touch not my anointed, it's not only a physical injury, Doc, or a verbal opposition, Doc. It's a spiritual thing with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can kill the body, Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can physically hurt the body, you know what I'm talking about? But boy, when you put your, because he told the devil, remember he told the devil? He had the devil ask, he asked a question. The devil, he was over in heaven talking to God. He said, where you going? He said, I'm going to and fro, seeking who devours somebody. And he said, well, have you considered my servant, Job? Help me, Holy Spirit. He asked him that. He said, yeah, I did it, but you got a hedge of protection around him, rep. He said, if you put that hedge of protection, I'll have him curse you. Tell you something, Doc. God said, you can have everything, but not his soul. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Everybody read the story. Everybody read the story, know the story, how Job went through all he went through. It almost went to, he went down to leprosy, you know, and we know how that went. I wanted to give you a little illustration that God, when you are a child of God, God has you. And if you stay in his will, help me, Holy Spirit, and you believe this from my heart, that he will protect you. If he had to take you off this earth, it's protection, my brothers and sisters. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If he allows trials to come, it's protecting, brother. If you allow a little adversity, it's to build you. So when people see you, they know that I've been with you. Have you ever had one of the moments, remember, that you, God had blessed you so much? It wasn't your physical part did it. It wasn't what you thought about what you did. It's because of God moved in your favor. God moved in your favor. Man and pulled you down, beat you up spiritually, and look at you now. God is still using you. Same way as anybody else is on this Christian journey. God will use you. We are single out sometimes to be picked on. Now, I know sometimes, Reverend, you might not do this, Reverend, but I know sometimes we give them evidence, and we give them evidence that the truth is. But I'm going to tell you, in that, if we repent, help me, Holy Spirit, God will be a just God. Yeah, you might.
Yes, he will.
You might get scorned a little bit because of your lifestyle, but let me tell you, God loves us so much that when He does whoop us, when He does chasing us, Reverend, it get us closer to Him. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you got a good prayer life, if you got a good study life, if you ministering or you loving or being fruitful, God will speak to you in that matter. He will tell you. I just don't believe a person can remain in the same way once he has been encountered with God. I believe there will be some time in his life, there will be some changes. Now, watch this here. Even when Saul did what he did, he told Samuel he got to find another king, Doc. He told me he had to find another king. And he told Daniel, find this king. As a matter of fact, go to Jesse's house. Jesse got some bones over there. And I want you to go over there. And he went over there, Doc. And he went over there. And Jesse got the news. He took some little, we call food over there, making sure the king won't look at him crazy when he went over there. So he took a little food, like making sure like it was a sacrifice. And he went over there, Reverend, and find out that Jesse had decked all his sons up. He put all of them, the finest one looking tall. And God said, don't know him. Don't help me, Holy Spirit. He said, don't know him. He said, don't know him. He went through all seven of them. And I could see Samuel, Doc. I could just see. I did everything he said, but we didn't know everyone. And Jesse said, do you have any more? Jesse said, I got one more. That's David. He out in the field, remember? He out there smelling like sheep. Dirty, nasty. He said, yeah, go get him. Reverend, can I do it right there? Can I do the prayer phrase? He said,
come
go
on,
get
man.
Him. He went and got him, Reverend. And God said, what? That all he had, he said, now pour it on. So he was the king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was going to be the king of Israel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And David was a warrior. He was fixing him to do what? He had assignment for him to lead God's people. Help me, Holy Spirit. And look at this, Reverend. Once he anointed him, And he had, you know, how he did, he slayed the Goliath, you know. He took five stones, and he took the one stone and put it in the slingshot, knocked them down, and everybody think that was the, if you ain't read the story, you would think that was over with. It wasn't over. He took that sword and cut his head off, remember, and killed Goliath. But somebody said, why did he have Mother four stone was because he had some brothers. Just in case they were coming, he was gonna hit them too. So God anointed him for a reason. And then now finding out that Saul noted this, but one time Saul had, God allowed spirit to come over Saul. Help me, Holy Spirit, an evil spirit on Saul, and all the musicians and sorcerers had to go perform and play and get him to laugh. It was so evil they couldn't remove it, Reverend. So he said, they said somebody who can play cunning, somebody can play real good. So they went and got David. I'm in the book, y'all. he said, Reverend. He said, can you go get him? And David came and played, and that spirit left. Help me, Holy Spirit. And so he took David and he seen that David can play a music. Oh, that's why when we hear ministry, we hear people playing songs, you know, talking about a praise, you know, and praying at the right time. Brother Willie Dog, Reverend Henry does it a lot. You know, I even hear Nutty does it sometimes. When you bring it out at the right time, the wording of the song, and it fit the right moment, you know. That's how some people have spirits inside them when they hear a good gospel or they hear something to move that spirit of them at that time. That's how Saul was. And it moved every time David prayed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Every time David every time he played, his spirit left. And he got to the light, David. But then he found out. One time David went out and killed. And Saul killed. I'm in the book, y'all. I'm talking about the north now. I'm gonna tell you, sometimes you got to read. Let me talk to you a little bit. Hey, Reverend, I'm talking about the northern river. David went out and killed, and the women went around singing the song, Reverend. He said, Saul did what, Reverend? He killed that one. The 1,000, but David killed 10,000, and Saul got hot and mad, Reverend. He got envy of that, and he wanted to, ever since then, he wanted to kill David. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He run and chase him, looking for him. David in caves, and he wanted to get him. But one day, David had a chance to kill him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And it's a mystery to this thing. David had a chance to kill him, and what he did, he cut a piece of he cut his knife because of a piece of his garment off of him and showed him the next day, showed him he could have killed him. Help me, Holy Spirit. And what happened, Reverend? We believe, now the church believed this, we believe that God had anointing on Saul, even though he took his kingdom from him. The Bible said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no more. It's in the book, Doc. So David he knew that was right, and he left it like it was, and watch what God does. He sent him running one day, oh David, oh help me, Holy Spirit, the same David that you and I know. The Bible says he's a man after my own heart. Oh help me, Holy Spirit. When you in this Christian journey, you know, when you're in this Christian journey, see, some people don't say it like this. I mean, they song to God, they praise God. When they win a battle, they go out and singing and thanking God for having them to win the war. So David took it to another life, and God has shown him that these people that he was leading was his chosen people, Reverend. When God allowed you to minister, when God allowed you to help somebody, it's not that you be lifted up, but it's for who? For God to be lifted up. God said, I made a covenant with them. I made a covenant, and I won't take it back. And I'm going to tell you today, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, it have came. Because Jesus came and fulfilled the covenant. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now we are under the new covenant. We're under the new grace. That's why when people say we're not under the Old Testament no more. There was a time that eye for eye and tooth for tooth was real. Now Jesus said, not so. Help me, Holy Spirit. he said, I'm telling you, read some other day. He said, even if they despitefully use you, he said, pray for them. That's right. That's a mystery all by itself. You mean somebody that misused me, stepped out on me, and you want me to pray for him or her? Oh, no, no.
Yes, sir.
This going to take some prayer here, Lord. He be saying it. He put you in a situation. Watch this here. Or you put yourself in a situation. Hear the Lord. The Bible says, harden not your heart. When the day you hear my boy, I can imagine they going through this Canaan that he said he's going to give them, Reverend. I can imagine that they were strangers, Reverend, walking through, and it was just a few of them, Reverend. But nations starts coming up. The Bible said generation after generation going to see this covering that he had with the church. I'm so glad about it because he confirmed it, Doc. A long time ago, he confirmed what he had for the church, and we believe in because we know the end of it. We know because Jesus rose. But let me stop for a minute to tell you, don't what they said, don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't let nobody have you somewhere that you can't praise God. Don't be nowhere that somebody's going to shut you off from serving God because we are living in the time that is crossless. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We are living in a time that, yeah, people wear the cross, but they don't understand the meaning of the cross. Man, he did something on Calvary for you and I to look up and say, I'm proud. I'm happy that I chose the man who laid down his life for us. And so you and I can have, he allowed them to physically touch him and kill him, and he could have stopped it, Reverend. But he didn't. He went all the way with obedience up to death so you and I can have this eternal life. So that's why I look at that situation, Reverend. That's why I say this situation that I don't look at it no more but one way. The Bible made it really plain to me. That's why I watch how I use and talk about people, because you can be talking to someone that God is going to make a breakthrough. You can be that same person you look at one day, God could be using one day. That same person that you're talking about running down, God could use him or her to help you out of a situation. We are living in that kind of day that God can take your enemy again. Let me say it again. And work against you with it, and he could take you and fight the enemy. So I ask you what I mean about it, that you have to be careful when your enemy falls. Because God can turn it around. He said, don't rejoice when your enemy falls. Help me, He said, don't rejoice. He said, I say this to you, that let God. See, when I heard about that situation, Reverend, when I heard about it, I've been knowing the man for over 40 years. When I heard about it, Reverend, it said something to my heart. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, only God knows, and all God don't know how to do. He heard the prayer. I know that. He heard the prayer.
Yeah.
He knew how I was feeling, and he blessed it. That's why I said, man, in life, if you're walking with the God, he's going to give you some visions, and he's going to give you some dreams. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he's going to talk to you. You know, sometimes we have some disturbing dreams, and we call them nightmares. Sometimes because the adversary, we have to watch how we go to sleep. We have to watch how we go to sleep and what we take to sleep. That's why we need to pray before we go to sleep. Help me, Holy Spirit, to remove all our thoughts, our mind, and spirit so they won't come up on us, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? So the things, evil things won't come up. And I know it tries to come in there. We have spirits to hold us down, that we can't move. We have spirits to stop us from breathing. We have a heart stop. I mean, these things are there, but I'm telling you, it's not the final thing to it, Reverend, because I believe what that scripture said again. It says again, 22, and I'm through when I say this. He says, say it, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Watch it, Doc. Watch it when you do that, because God is watching, and he's watching it, and he's seeing us. Watch how we hallow each other. He wants us to show love. It sound weak. It sound to some people like it can't be right because he ran on me too. He did this or she said this. Trust me, God has it, and he's working out and moving up. Watch this, Reverend. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. That's why I wanted to get out. That's all I wanted to present. Maybe somebody might be struggling with someone fighting them. Maybe somebody might be struggling with someone that has an upper hand on them. But I've learned something. It might not be a physical thing, Reverend, and it might not be verbal, but it can be spiritual if you let it be.
Yes.
Don't let the man take your spiritual soul. Don't let anybody spare your happiness with God. Don't let that person have them. I told you, if I can have vengeance on my heart that long, I got to pray, man, because I don't want that to be on me like that, because eventually it's gonna react to something malice, right, really? Eventually I'm gonna act on what I've got in my heart. So why don't act with love? Because that's what I want in my heart. I want to have that gappy love. You know, I want to have this love. You know, I want you to understand that we can try Jesus. It's better. And it's been better for me over 30 years now, so I know it's good, Reverend.
Yes.
That's all I have, Reverend. That's what I have for this morning.
Beautiful. That's it, man. That's it. Praise the Lord. We thank God truly. And it's a blessing to don't give up. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will do just what he said he did. Hallelujah. We thank God today, and his word is true. We can stand on his word. Hallelujah. Trust and believe. Stand on his word. Now we're at the point of our service where those can play a part. You can push the one button and tell God, thank you, I love you, or I'm praying for you, or you can ask a question. Praise the Lord. If you have some on your heart, we hear. Or if you just want prayer, we hear. Praise the Lord. I see a mortgage sends in. Says with a question, is he listening? Is he listening? What we bend our knees to pray. Says when we bend our knees to pray, God bend his ear to listen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful. Is he listening? You know, all time we don't think God is listening, but we must humble ourselves. Hallelujah. And see that he has already blessed us. Hallelujah. And believe that we ask him, he's able and willing to do it. But we must have the faith, and we must play a part. We have to make sure we're doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. And surely God will render salvation to us when he will save us from the very effects of evil and things that were meant to harm us. His salvation is yet nigh unto us. Praise the Lord. We must leave the unknowable to the all-knowing one. We must leave the unknowable to the all-knowing one, which is God. He's the all-knowing. He is listening and working things out his way. That's why it's necessary that we go in the way of God. We can get pray for understanding. Hallelujah. He'll let you see he has always been there, and he's always been listening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll show you evidence that he's listening. Oh, praise the Lord. Would there be one today? Praise the Lord. Would there be one today? Praise the Lord. And if not, we're going to continue to pray and surely thank God for his continue to listening and answering prayers for us and being in attendance with us and giving us these blessings. I see you, Brother D. You open. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. I was trying to get the phone off of mute. I was sitting there talking, and the phone was on mute. I like what you said. Leave it to the Almighty God, the unknown.
Yeah.
It's not. Some things are not for us to figure out, real. Some things are not for us to know. I don't want to hold him long this morning. I just want to come in and just tell the Lord I love him. And just tell him thank you for just being the author and finisher of our faith, being the head and leader of my world. And I ask that to continue to pray for me and mine as I continue to pray for yours. Let's keep Brother Pie Joe lifted up in prayer. Brother Rogers in prayer. To when we lost a brother, and Brother Pie Joe lost his brother-in-law. And a lot of times we come in, we ask for prayer, we ask for ourselves. I want to pray for them. Ask the Lord to continue to hold them families close by.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. We'll definitely keep those. You said that was Brother High Joe, and what was the other one?
His first name is Rogers. He was one of the racing brothers that lost the battle.
Okay.
He was fighting the battle. He lost the battle. And Brother Pie Joe lost his wife, lost her brother. He had called me yesterday, and we whispered in prayer. But I find that you can't never get enough prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I find that I think that's why the Lord said we should always pray and not faint. You can't get enough prayer. You just let the Lord know that you're close by and that you need him. And I think
mm-hmm.
God appreciated it according to what Scripture tells me. He inherited it. So I think he appreciated what we do when we call up on him and say, Lord, I want you to lead. I've done it my
mm-hmm.
way. I want you to take the lead. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I want you to be the head of my life. According to the scripture, he loves me. So we want to keep Brother Pie Joe and Brother Rogers' family in prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We got one prayer request. There'll be another. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. We're going to keep the brothers and their family in prayer. The Pie Joe wife lost her brother. Hallelujah. Now, we give praise unto God because he allowed us to receive these requests. That lets us know that he's going to answer these prayers that we lift up to him. Hallelujah. Because not for ourselves, but for someone else. Hallelujah. They may be going through, because we truly know that Satan desires to sift us like wheat. But if we pray for another, once we've been converted, if we go back and remember those that yet need prayer or need strength or need some love shown to them, that's what gets God attention. Hallelujah. Like Brother D said, not for ourselves, but for someone else. Truly, when you have compassion in your heart for someone else, that's a sign that they'll know we're Christians by our love, hallelujah, by the way how we treat one another. Hallelujah. Truly, truly, if we treat one another, hallelujah, the way God would have us to treat them, God will be pleased. In Jesus' name, we thank God. Hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, we come thanking you, oh, Father, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love. Thank you, Father God, for you allowed us to come together another chance, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Holy, hallelujah, unto your name, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for consecrating our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day in your word, how you reveal things unto us, Father God, how you let us know that you're still near and you still care, Father God. We ask that you look upon these prayer requests, Father. Those Brother D asked prayer for Brother Roger, wife lost her brother, and then the one that transitioned, hallelujah, Brother Roger, we ask, Father God, for those families, maybe hurting, for maybe asking question, not knowing, Father, but we look unto you that is all-knowing and that has all power. Hallelujah. Look on these families and take care of their special needs, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity that you may use us, Father God, that we may show someone that you yet live and you yet care, Father God. No matter how it looks, you still have all things in the palm of your hand, Father. We tell you, thank you. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, Father God, to be concerned for those. Hallelujah. And let us live in the way that you would hear our prayer, Father, when we call unto you. We tell you, thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your comfort right now. We believe and we testify. We believe in faith that you're already starting to move and hear and answer prayer. We believe, Father God, hallelujah, and we thank you for it. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the word, how it cleansed us this morning, how it helped us this morning, how it encouraged us this morning, how it lifts us up, Father God. Let you know, let us know that you're still on the throne, how you're still watching and caring for your own. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Again, we thank you for your word, the truth, the sword, the shield. We thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Go with us, Father God, as we leave, hallelujah, this broadcast, but never from thy presence. Keep us, Father God, in your loving care. Protect those that are on the highways and byways driving to and fro for work or for even for pleasure, Father God. Protect your children, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, Father God, for your blessings. Thank you, Father, for your blessings. Again, I say thank you, Father, for your blessings in Jesus' name. We love you. Thank you for your will, your word, your way. Hallelujah. Thank you for being faithful, Father God. Thank you, Father, for being there when we need you. Thank you for answering when we call, Father God. Not that we have been so good, but you have been so great, so merciful, so kind, so loving, so strong, so faithful, so true. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, Father God. Bless us that we may be, hallelujah, what you would have us to be. Thank you, Father God. Bless us to be, Father God, that, oh, hallelujah, that you could look through us and hallelujah, look at us, Father God, and smile upon us that we try to do your will and your way. Continue to protect us from evil that will try to run, hallelujah, and make us fall, trip, stumble. We hope on, not in ourselves, but we hope in you, Father. And we thank you, Lord. Hey, we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your blessings, Lord. Thank you for victory, Lord. We thank you for victory, Lord. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and even those that called in had a prayer request, even those called in and had compliments. Oh, hallelujah, that had, oh, that witness to your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Father God, for it all. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That all of you that she will one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. Oh, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Mm-hmm.